Hello?
Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
47022.
You said four.
Ma'am?
You said 40722?
Uh-huh.
I do. Thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last?
It's 47022. Sorry.
I do apologize, and I do thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Edith M. Yaney.
You said your first name is Edith?
Yes, or Edie, E-D-I-E.
Okay, I do thank you for that. May I ask, what is this call in reference to?
Yes, it says, I don't know what it is. If I ordered it, I don't have a clue. But it says that you charged me $129.63. So I guess what I'm saying is, what was it for?
Okay, I'm not located in an account with that first and last name. You said the zip code is 47022.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask, where did you get our telephone number from today?
From your website.
You need...
Try Chauncey R. Yaney.
Okay, the name that's on your statement, that's just the merchant that's billing you. If you need to contact the company, you'd have to contact the telephone number that's affiliated with the charge. And you said the name is Chauncey?
R. Yaney, right.
Okay, let me look in another system to see if I can locate that.
I do have Mobile Modern Labs, right?
Okay, well, we service multiple companies, so once I locate an account, I can tell you who's charging you and why.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you find him?
Yes. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
6499 Stonegate Drive, Guilford, Indiana, 47022.
I do thank you for that. Okay, yes, ma'am. And I did locate an account for our meal plan app. It's an app that provides you with different workout tutorials if you're trying to lead a more healthier lifestyle. It looks as though this was billed to you on February 18th. And it shows that you filed a dispute and your account has been placed in chargeback. How may I assist you?
Well, they charged me again $59.89 on the account.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. When were you billed?
Well, it was what we did is we have questioned it. It says we were able to credit some of your transactions you're disputing. Here are the details. So this is from the bank. So I don't know any. I didn't recognize the Mobile Modern Lives. And I don't know anything about it. So that's why I called. And I thought I'm always doing stuff like that. But you didn't have me. So it means he did it. But I don't think he would do that. That's why he questioned it. But it says down here that you all were charged. Well, actually, the amount was $129.63 to start with. And now the transaction amount that was not able to get fixed was the $59.89.
Yes, and we can't do anything about it because you already filed a dispute.
So what's that mean?
So that means you need to follow up with your bank because there's no refund.
What do you mean there's no refunds?
Because you filed a dispute. You filed a dispute. You informed your financial institution that the charge is fraudulent. So they conducted an investigation. And within that investigation that they conducted, they deemed that it wasn't a fraudulent charge. And they placed it back on your account. So there's nothing that we can do about it. You need to contact them to see if they would be able to assist you with a refund.
Okay. Is this going to be a monthly thing?
Your account has already been canceled.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.